sure I can help with this question either. Mike writes in and says, he wants to know, how do you brainwash my wife? She will only use Rosie's certified partners, even dismiss somebody I called out because they weren't a Rosie certified partner. I'd really like to learn how to brainwash her into cleaning up the mess around the house.
Ooh.
Please help.
Ooh. Ouch.
Whoa.
Ouch.
You didn't say their name, did you?
No.
No. Wow.
That one will remain. Although I'm guessing she probably knows.
Woo.
I got a call from Lynn from Phoenix just a few minutes ago, and she has been here since 1974, and guess what she is?
Don't tell me she's a jackrabbit.
She is a jackrabbit. And she said, so it is now official. All the jackrabbits are in Phoenix.
All three.
It's empty up there.
All three of them. What's your stadium hold up there?
19,000.
19,000. Do y'all fill the seats?
Yes, sir.
You do? All 19,000?
Oh, yeah.
Nothing else to do up there. Are you kidding?
Hey, you asked some of the fellows out there what they think of South Dakota State. I went and harassed a few of the other sports guys over there, and they both saw my T-shirt and said, yeah, we beat up on them pretty good. So,
all right. Very good. Well, let's go to Paul's calling what?
But one more thing before you do that.
Yeah.
Don't you think you should talk about the Santa bag?
Well, we're going to give the Santa bag away before the end of this hour. What I've done is I've gone around to a lot of my partners, and we've put together special gifts and stuffed it in this Santa bag, and there's going to be one winner every Saturday between now and Christmas. And Benjamin Franklin Plumbing graciously provided a few Kohler Moxie shower heads. We are very grateful to them for that. These are great shower heads that are very easy to install. Once installed, they are a speaker system that plays off your Bluetooth compatible device. So you get to listen to your favorite tunes in the middle of the shower. So that's like, you know, listening. That would be like Rosie crawling in the shower and turning up CCR. And just showering away. I love the Kohler showerhead. It's called a Moxie. I gave it to my daughter. She absolutely loves it. Okay. Then we've got a patio sliding door from Pella. Now, that was hard to fit in the bag, but it's in the bag. We've also got some Phoenix Suns tickets and some other things as well. You're cue to call, not now, but you'll call when you hear me say, are you going to play the cue right now? Okay. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Okay. That will occur between now and the end of the show at 11 o'clock. When you hear it, call the number 1-888-767-4348, and we'll reach in the bag and find out what gift it is you have won. All right. With that said, let's go to Paul and Gilbert. If he's a Jackrabbit fan, I'm going to just slit my throat. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, sir. I have a question on composite granite kitchen top, and I have a short human story about electrical work.
Okay. But on the, all right. Okay.
Yeah, on the kitchen countertop, the composite marble is about a year old. My son-in-law took a heavy lumen pot off the stove and stuck it directly on it. And if you were there, you would swore a 30-06 was shot off in the kitchen. The crack sound was that loud.
Wow.
And he cracked it. It's a bull nose countertop. The crack's about 4 to 4.5 inches from the front towards the rear, and it stopped. But the noise was deafening. We thought something fell on the roof of the house.
Well,
can that be fixed?
Your son-in-law is going to owe you for the rest of his life.
Well, probably already does.
He owes his wife. Is there a countertop?
Oh, oh.
And a redone kitchen from ground up. This got done about a year ago.
Oh, man.
It's about 8-foot counter section there, too.
Yeah, he's going to be sorry to find out there's little to no possible chance of repairing that to where it becomes invisible. It's you know, if you wanted to talk to someone and double check that opinion, I'd have you call Aztec Marble and Granite in Phoenix.
Right.
Their number is 602-244-9091. Casey, okay. Or his brother. What's Casey's brother's name?
Oh, You would ask me that.
I shouldn't ask you those trick questions live on air, should I?
I
but
know. But
Casey's the owner. His brother's the like general manager. Both two great guys. They'll know. Maybe if you could possibly even email them a picture of it. But again, okay. It's Aztec Marble and Granite. They've been Rosie certified for about 7 years now. 602-244-9091.
Is it
walkable?
Is it Andy?
Yes, it is Andy. Andy.
And the electrical story is I was helping my son-in-law redo his master bath, do all new switches, outlets, and he went to turn off the switch, and being old school, I used my tester, power's still on. I'm yelling at him, he's yelling at me, we're both getting mad. He's saying the power's off, I'm saying the power's on. After about 3 hours, we found out that they wired two breakers on the same line.
Oh, wow. They
went in a loop.
I mean... you just can't be careful enough. I tell people all the time, those little circuit indicators to me are the safest thing in the world, because whether you've got the breaker off, the switch off, or whatever, it still tells you if it's hot without having to, you know, do the way I was taught back in the 70s is you real quick just lick both your fingers and just real quick touch each end, and I got tired of doing that. I just never really developed the courage to do it. I would always look around and find an apprentice and say, come here, test this circuit.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.